can't win, Darth.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome to Doc's Freedom Files.
Freedom. Keep walking. Keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom.
Sweet Pea and I recently watched the Cold War movie classic Red Dawn again. The film still holds up well, decades after it was made, and there are still lessons to be learned from it. It was filmed in 1984, an era when people were more worried about winding up in Soviet concentration camps than our own FEMA versions. I don't think I'm going to give away any plot spoilers here, but if you're one of the two or three people who've never seen this movie, tune out now. The film's plot centers around a communist invasion of the United States by the then Soviet Union and their Cuban client state. A group of small-town high school students avoids capture by fleeing to the mountains and become anti-communist guerrilla fighters. They then proceed to wreak mayhem on the occupiers of their community. At the time of its production, the film was widely condemned by the left as over the top and depicting an implausible scenario. But if one makes allowances for a bit of Hollywood excess, the core of the film is essentially plausible. Insurrection is basically a young man's game, and throughout history, many insurrectionists, including those in our own American Revolution, were in their teens when they took up arms. It is also true that small guerrilla forces can vex much larger regular armies. This has been proven many times in recent history, with the U.S. experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Soviet experience in Afghanistan, the Vietnam War, and even the experience of the Axis armies fighting Eastern European communist guerrillas in World War II. At one point in the movie, the mayor's son, a childhood friend of most of the group, proves to be a traitor. He is discovered to have smuggled a tracking device into camp, allowing Soviet troops to discover their location and then mount an attack. The Patriot guerrillas successfully defend against the attack and capture one of the Soviet soldiers. In the next scene, the Patriots execute their traitorous comrade and the captured Soviet soldier. The camera then shows the guerrillas mounting their horses and slowly riding away, with the bodies of the Soviet soldier and their traitorous erstwhile friend lying in the foreground. It is one of the film's more somber moments. "I don't think I could do that," I said to Sweet Pea as the scene ended. "Why not?" she asked, with more than a hint of surprise. "Honey," I replied, "I could never ride a horse worth a damn." This is Doc Toops wishing you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What do you think of the fact that it's gotten to a point where public meetings are being canceled?
Well, he canceled it. You know, we should have as much dialogue and openness as possible. Have you felt the change in the tone and tenor of the feds out there? We certainly have. We used to could walk up to them and talk with the FBI agents in a friendly manner, unarmed and stuff, but the tenor has changed. They have become more hardened. And when they step out of their vehicles, now they're stepping out with their rifles, and they're not willing to engage in just friendly dialogue. And so, and then I'm assuming that you're aware of all the extra vehicles that they're bringing in and the increase in manpower that they're ramping up. And we're saying, why the rattling of the saber? Why, when we're so far away from anybody out here in the middle of nowhere, why are you ramping it up? Why do you fly your planes over nonstop? And why do you have your drones? Because they're droning this now. And they're actually flying their photographer planes. They're doing all the things. They're doing all the things that shows that they want to take some kinetic action against us. And we're saying, why be so unfriendly? Why be so threatening? Why are you threatening lethal force when we are so far away?
You really feel like they're ramping it up, that they're going to take some sort of, you said kinetic, like physical action?
All the behaviors is in like in the preparation of a campaign of some sort. And whether it's just a saber rattling to intimidate, or whether they actually mean it, we don't know. All we know is what we see. And so what you're also seeing is that's why you're seeing the uptick in the saber rattling from the feds, because they do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Well, we made it to the middle of the week. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, Wednesday, the 20th of March, first day of spring, I believe. And it was pretty springish around here today. Actually, it was a little warmer yesterday, but it's really nice today. And we've got, as I told you the other day, I think Monday, we have more water around here than we've had in many years. Matter of fact, they're saying some of the local lakes, it's been 15 years. Since they've been this full. And it's going to be a wonderful winter here. It's going to be, thank you, Tebow, for that report. AZ Bounds with us. And let me see who else we got there. And Nan and Doc and Mountain Shooter. Yakima Glock, we got a handful of anonymous there. All right, well, we'll just continue to march. But with all that being said, we're very blessed so far around here. We've had some good snows, and we got rain coming tonight, supposedly. But those poor damn people in the Midwest, Nebraska, Iowa, parts of Illinois, four or five states around there, it's heartbreaking to see the homes, the farms, the businesses, you know, the roads, the animals, you know, everything. It's very, very, very bad out there. And as bad as it is, you know, we see this in every time there's a disaster of this proportion. You know, people jumping in there and lending a hand and donating stuff, and this is no exception. But this is not the first time this has happened around there. It's been years since it's been this bad, quite a few years. But it's been pretty bad there several times. I can remember when I was in Georgia that there was a flood similar to this in mid, I think it was Kansas primarily that time. I don't remember. But it was back in that area somewhere. So not the first time it's happened. But this one is covering so much area, and it is so bad that it's going to affect each and every one of us to some degree. We're going to see prices and availability of fresh produce, milk, grain, cereal, the number of different things that we get from that area. And the other places, you know, California and places where they will have to kind of try to make up for that, obviously with demand being what it's going to be and supply being what it's going to be, prices are going to be what they're going to be. And they're going to go up, availability is going to go down, and this may be a rough summer here. And you know, it's going to take at least another full season back there to get everything back in working order and get back to normal. I mean, they have lost I don't know how many head of cattle and pigs and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of acres of farmland are underwater. It'll all come back. It's not like a wildfire that absolutely destroys everything, and obviously not all of them do that either, but nevertheless, it's going to be bad. So, I would urge those of you that are able in places where you can, try to put in at least a little bit of a garden. It doesn't take much land. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to get a few things growing. That's right, Doc. Doc just said buy your bulk grain now. Yeah, buy it by, we've got a bunch stored. We don't need to get anything right now. You can take an old tire and throw it out there and fill it up with, good soil and grow a lot of stuff. Maybe not some of the things that are more deeply rooted, but you can sure as heck get tomatoes and radishes and carrots and squash and watermelons and stuff like that just in a tire. Just throw a tire out there on flat ground anywhere and fill it up with decent soil and, you gotta make sure it's got sunshine and protected from the wind and the rabbits and gets plenty of water, and you'll have food soon. So it's not like you have to go out and till the soil and do all this stuff just to get some tomatoes growing, because you don't. So I would really urge you to try to do something to help yourself this season, because when this fall comes around, this next winter comes around, it's going to be tough. I think we're going to see a serious shortage of stuff. And prices through the roof, no doubt in my mind. So, yeah, and another thing, don't be so Nan, you can, if you just put those in some tires out there, gardening in the desert really is not any tougher than anywhere else. If you need to put some partial shade up, some lattice or something that will block some of the heat from the sun, that's not hard to do. I agree that it is tough. That soil around there is not great, and it's hard to, takes a lot of work to get a garden in. But to get a little bit of stuff in there is not that hard to do. One other thing. Good, Doc. That's great. And you guys can, to the best of my knowledge, you can go to a lot of these LDS Bishop Storehouse pantries, and you can buy bulk food for a very reasonable price. And they've got a lot of stuff, and you can bet that it's as good as what can be had. It's good stuff. Another thing, your whims and desires for some of the things that you eat may need to change a little bit. You may need to start eating more grains and more, things that you don't eat. So, this is going to be a great trial for a lot of us because, when we've talked about this numerous times before, you can't store 6,000 pounds of wheat and a grain mill and, a few cartons of powdered milk out there. You've got to kind of mix up your storage stuff a little, but whatever you store, you need to be able to eat. So you can, now's the time to do it. Like Doc says, buy your bulk grain now, and not just bulk grain, bulk everything. You better get settled in for this coming winter. Not only is the political climate being what it is, and no telling how that's going to turn out, we've got this undoubtedly a shortage in price hike coming up in the grocery stores. So you better listen and go out and make some attempt to get a good supply of stuff put up, because this winter is going to be tough. So take that for what it's worth. We've got, let's see, I'm on the wrong cotton picking page here. Wouldn't you know it? Let me try this again. There we go. Let's try it this way. That looks better. there's, you know, I played the deal for you, or did I? Yeah, I did. The video from 1986 where that gal was talking about, you know, Muslims taking over, not taking over per se, but getting everybody indoctrinated to their way of life and their religion. Well, this is getting a lot worse. And I'm going to play a deal here. It's 16 minutes after. Let me go ahead and play this now, and that'll take us up to the break, and I'll do a break immediately after this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. This is Dennis Michael Lynch, and this is a rare thing for him to do what he's doing for this video. Not that he's made lots of videos, but this is a little different. But well, I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to start this. Take me just a second. As always, you know, we got a little bit of dead air for to get switched over here. So give me just a minute. The next sound you hear will be Dennis Michael Lynch with a very interesting little video. Stand by.
Share, share, share. Hit the share button right now. Don't wait. Hit the share button right now. So I want to talk to you and tell you about what Fox News is doing, and being a person who understands how those back rooms work and who has been there for years at Fox News and watched and listened to how that back work, and who has at sometimes been silenced because of the way that back room works, and because I've been at these other networks before, I wanted to tell you exactly what it was that's going on. In fact, the people who are part of Team DML at TeamDML.com, I got a lot of emails saying, Dennis, please go live. Urging me to tell people who aren't part of TeamDML.com that you needed to have this information so this way you could share it. So if you haven't heard, Fox News has basically put the brakes on Judge Jeanine Pirro. And the reason why they put the brakes on Judge Jeanine Pirro is because Judge Jeanine Pirro said the truth. You understand? She told the truth. She told the truth. She's not radical. Remember, she didn't write the Quran. She is interpreting the words in the Quran, and how hard are they really to interpret? The Quran tells all Muslims to go after Jews and to go after Christians. That you and I, if you are a Jew or a Christian, you are basically the infidel. So she is explaining in very clear English, and yeah, okay, she's getting a little hot-headed about and emotional, but it is television, and she does have good ratings, and that's what she does. She gets passionate. She gets emotional about this stuff. And so that's what she did. She got passionate. She got emotional about the stuff that's going on with Representative Omar. Representative Omar. You don't think she's powerful? Oh. Representative Omar from Minnesota, the radical Democrat, the person who has spewed such hate against Jews. Pirro didn't do that. She's just reiterating what was already said. She goes out and says that Representative Omar, who wears a headscarf, now remember, Congress had a rule for over 100 years that you could not wear a hat or any kind of headgear at all on the floor of the U.S. Congress. Now that included if you had cancer, sort of like a representative we had a few years ago who had cancer, was going through chemotherapy, and was not allowed to wear a scarf on her head to sort of, you know, cover over the fact that she had lost a lot of her hair. That's normal. You know people have cancer. I have known people have cancer. Guys usually wear a cap or they wear a hat. And women usually wear a scarf to just try to make it look a little bit more presentable because they're conscientious about it. Right? Okay. What happens now? Omar comes in and demands that she gets the ability to wear her hijab when she's down there on the U.S. floor of Congress. And what happens? Congress buys into this crap. Buys into this crap. Yeah. What about if I said wearing a Yankee hat was because I was Christian? Would they have allowed me to do that? No. But they change it for her. She's got such power because this country has gone totally politically correct. But getting back to Pirro and Fox Blues. So Fox News is going to curb her because she gets on Fox and tells the truth, which is that if Omar is a practicing Muslim, well, then she has to abide by Sharia law. And if she is abiding by Sharia law, which, oh, by the way, she was sworn to Congress on a Quran. How'd that happen? One nation under God or one nation under Allah? But that's another walk and talk. She swore in on a Quran. So if she's sworn on a Quran, which basically tells Muslims to go after Christians and to go after Jews and to go after non-believers, where is it that Pirro is wrong in saying the fact that there's no way that Omar can be in line with the Constitution if she's also in line with Sharia law? Because if she does not abide to a Sharia law, she then too becomes the infidel. So this isn't some radical thing that somebody came up with. This isn't some conspiracy theory that some right-wing nut came up with. This is somebody telling you what the Quran says and questioning that. And she has every right to question it because Omar has given us every right to question her and her intentions. So President Trump tweets out about Pirro going off and mistakenly, as far as I'm concerned, points to the left. This has nothing to do with the left. Fox News wasn't forced into putting Pirro on the sidelines. Nobody came to them and said, hey, we're NBC News, we're ABC News, we're CNN, and we demand you put Pirro on the sidelines. Fox News took it upon themselves. If you're a Fox News viewer, did you send it an email and say, I demand you give Pirro a 2-week suspension notice? I don't like what she said. No! If you're a Fox News viewer, or if you even believe in what it is that she read from the Quran, then you absolutely think that she should win an Emmy. You aren't complaining about it. You understand where she's coming from. Fox News at the top, were the ones who put her on the sidelines. They didn't have to. Now, if that's not enough for you, because I have been telling you for years that Fox News is just friggin', it's just garbage. And I get all the time, oh, you're a traitor. I'm not a traitor. I'm telling you what I know. So if that wasn't enough for you, in the same week that Pirro gets sidelined, Fox News hires. What does that mean, hire? It means they will pay disgraced, lying, cheating Democrat Donna Brazile. You remember Donna Brazile? She's gone from CNN. Because she's a liar. She's a cheater. She snuck the debate questions to Clinton. That is only one of her crimes. And now Fox News hires her as a contributor? You want to take Fox News? Honestly? Seriously? No. Let me tell you something that you may not know. You know the name Murdoch, right? Yeah. Well, Rupert Murdoch sits at the top of all of Fox News. And so do his sons. Did you know that the Murdochs are million-dollar donors to the Clinton Foundation? Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe that makes it bing, ring a bell in your head that you say, wait a second, now this starts to make sense. Fox News is absolutely 110% shifting from the news organization that you used to trust. Remember Fair and Balanced? They changed that. They dropped it. Why do you think they dropped it? Because they're not going to be fair and balanced. They're going left. And if you don't believe that they're going left, if you don't believe that they have ties into Saudi Arabia and that they do business with the Middle East and have to be accountable to those folks, well, then you just keep on closing your eyes and pretending the fact that the Easter Bunny is going to bring you your Christmas gifts when Santa gets sick. Because that's basically what it comes down to. The fact is that Fox News has moved to the left. They don't like Trump anymore. Hannity loves Trump. But aside from that, and Laura Ingraham will like Trump. But aside from that, they think that Trump, and this is what I get from people who I know within Fox News, who can't stand the people at the top, they think that Trump is basically dictating Fox News, and they want to get away from it. They want to get away from it. And so here you go. You got Donna Brazile hired in 1 week. You got Pirro being sidelined for telling you the truth about the risks of the Quran, Omar, Sharia law, and the Constitution. And she's getting punished for it. And you want to question the title of this video, which is that Fox News will ultimately screw Trump? Understand something. President Trump is nothing more than a ratings grab for Fox. But they recognized the fact that so too was Obama. And the Murdochs want to move to the left. They want to go to a much bigger audience. Now you may say, oh, well, they win the cable news stuff. Yeah, okay, they do. But when compared to the networks, they're still tiny. They're tiny. You have to understand how these numbers work. Fox News wants to go towards the left. And I promise you, like everything else I've ever told you, which has basically come true, including Trump will win through the Electoral College, you will see that Fox News will ultimately throw Trump under the bus 110%. And they will get behind a Beto O'Rourke. They won't say it to you. It will quietly happen. You'll sit there and scratch your head like you did this week and be like, why are they doing that? Why are they saying that? And I'll tell you why. You think you tuned in a lot for Obama? You think you tuned in a lot for Trump? What do you think you're going to do? You're going to tune in for Beto O'Rourke? Of course you will. Of course you will. Why? Because you know that a freaking radical, crazy lefty like him is going to toss the country 10 times worse than even where Obama was. Because at least Trump got us back on somewhat of a good path. Beto O'Rourke destroys all of that and starts going the other direction, and you're going to be locked in like this to that television. And they're just going to sit there and collect and collect and collect. And let me put one step further on this whole thing, okay? I'm tired of it, and I don't know about you. I don't know who's on the other side right now. You may be white, you may be black, you may be Asian, you may be Latino. It doesn't matter to me. To me, you're just a human being. But that doesn't work in the rest of the world. I'll tell you what I'm tired of. And this, you can connect this back to Pirro, because although it's not the same, it's the same. Here's what I'm talking about. If tomorrow we have a school shooting, God forbid again, in this country, you know what they say? They say, we need to ban guns. We got a gun problem. They never really look at the fact that we have a school safety problem. It's right away the gun problem. And when blacks killed blacks in South Chicago, well, we've got a gang problem. But we don't have a black killing black problem, right? When we got Latinos coming in through our border without any health checks, without any paperwork, without any legal form at all, what do we have? We don't have a border crisis. We've got a humanitarian crisis. But when one sick lunatic who draws on his guns goes in and kills 50 innocent people in a mosque, we got a white person problem. We got a white person problem. We got a white radical nationalist problem. And it's all back blamed on Trump. And let me ask you this. Have you not been watching and hearing that whole thing repeated on Fox time and time and time and time again? We got a white supremacist problem in the United States and across the world. We think about that. We had an execution of 50 people by a sick maniac on the other end of the world, and they're all going to blame Trump. And they're going to blame you. They're going to blame you because you're white and you're white privileged. Where's the white privilege? Because I got to tell you something. If I'm standing next to Barack Obama, Michael Jordan, Dr. Ben Carson, Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, and me, I'm trying to figure out where my white privilege is. Do you know where it is? Because when I look around, they all got a lot more money than me. They all got a lot more fame than me. They got a whole lot more opportunity than me. And in fact, if my kids try to go to apply for a college, well then, all their kids are going to get in before my kids too, because of affirmative action. So I'm trying to think of where it is that the white privilege thing comes from. Why all of a sudden is it so bad if you're a white person? And why does Fox News allow this narrative to play? They say they won't show the face. They won't show the face of the shooter, but yet they'll talk about white privilege, how it's bad all the time. I'm telling you, you watch this. I understand how TV narratives go. I understand how the narrative works. I understand what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. I can't tell you how many times I used to go do something when I used to be on Megyn Kelly all the time, and the producers would downright tell me, don't focus your camera on there. I remember when they sent me out west to cover the Bundy massacre that, you know, thank God didn't happen. But I was out there as the only camera guy in the middle of the freaking field. And you know what I was told? Don't focus on the dead cows. Why? The dead cows is one of the reasons why this is happening. The feds are killing the dead cows. That's why the cows are dead, because the feds are killing them. Why shouldn't we focus on it? Viewers won't want to see it. That's not true. There's nobody at Fox News watching Fox News who would be turned off by a dead cow. Half your viewership is from Texas. They kill cows for a living. You don't want to see? You don't want to see dead cows? No. The liberals didn't want to show that the feds, under the Obama administration, were doing that sort of thing. That's why it was. Yeah, when I went down to the border in Texas under the Obama surge, and I went down there, and I called back in, and I said, hey, listen to me. I'm seeing people cross over the border. I've been doing this for how long? I've never seen anything like this before. Day laborers are coming straight in. They're bringing people in. They're bringing drugs in. And while they're chasing, you know, mommies and their little kids over to the side, we're getting crushed. They said, no, don't focus on that. Focus on the humanitarian crisis. What? What? I told them, I said, these kids are in line to Disneyland. Are you kidding me? They're coming from Central America. They're going to be going to free school in a week. You don't want me to hit on the drugs and on the day laborers? You want me to hit on the mommies? Who are going to want to drop in kids? Pregnant moms are going to drop kids at 30 grand a kid? What do you want me to focus on? I lived this. You understand? I lived those green rooms. I lived those control rooms. I lived being in front of every single one of those producers and every single one of those anchors. And I can tell you right now, everything is controlled by two things. The almighty ratings and what it is that the Murdochs want. And the Murdochs, no matter what you read, don't want Trump. And the Murdochs are absolutely radical liberals. You can believe it or you don't have to believe it. Just take a look at this week. Pirro sidelined for telling you the truth about radical Islam. And Donna Brazile, a liar, a disgrace. Somebody that Fox News literally lit up on fire when the election was taking place, now have hired her as a contributor. If you don't share this, I don't know what you do share. Because this is just so in your face. I don't know. And if sharing is something that only is white privileged, take advantage of your privilege. Share it. Meanwhile, for the rest of you, black, Asian, Latino, white, who don't live like these idiots, who like the rest of us, who just think, hey, you're a person, I'm a person, we should just get along. Well, I'm sorry that you have to go through this sort of thing. I'm sorry I have to go through this sort of this thing. It is our responsibility to shut out these media morons and share these kind of things because it's the true message. I have black friends, I have Asian friends, I have Latino friends. At the end of the day, I don't talk to them like that. When I call on the phone, my wife doesn't say, hey, Dennis, your black friend's on the phone. Hey, Dennis, your Latino friend is here. It doesn't happen like that. But that's the way the media wants it to be. The media dictates everything. They dictate everything, everything, everything. And when they don't like what's being said, including on Fox News, they shut it down. They shut it down, and they blame you for being white. Assuming you are. If you're listening to this and you're black, well, must be nice to be black. Okay, because you are privileged. So stupid. You should share, share, share. And if you want more of my commentary, make sure you go and download the DML News app. It's absolutely for free. And you don't have to worry about whether or not somebody's sticking lies up your buttocks. We give it to you straight. In a crooked world. We shall talk to you later. Stay well. And don't watch Fox News.
I'll be back.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, you good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with a radio blastin' and the bird dog on. Yeah, the beat travel, my head's down the town. No local yoga gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger around. And we'll come about a mile from a guitar jam.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network. Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag."
Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When stars and stripes and eagles fly, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Dear Uncle Sam, I just got your telegram, and I can't believe that this is me, shaken like I am. For it said, "I'm sorry to inform you."
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
All right, we're back. By the way, I have deleted the Survival Circle Facebook page. It was just one more thing that I tried to keep track of, and none of the hosts are using it, and the last listener that posted on there was sometime in 2018, and it's not doing any good. So if you go looking for it, which I doubt anybody will, it has been deleted. So, four more shows until we start the new schedule here. We'll be doing two shows a week, Monday and Friday only. Amy will still be on Monday, regular time, and I'll do Mondays, and we're going to eliminate Wednesdays, long story short. So there you have it. Dennis Michael Lynch explained this very well. He did a good job. I like Dennis Michael Lynch. He had Jeanette Finney come on a couple of times, and he's got an app that you can download and keep up with his stuff, and I think I'm going to do that because he's pretty wound up right now, and he does a good job. But what we're seeing, you know, I tried to defend Fox News for a long time. I kept trying to I kept trying to see some of the things that they were doing, you know, and I questioned when they brought who was that? I forget his name every time. I did an interview with him one time. The liberal guy that was on there died here a while back. When, who? Alan Combs. Yeah. Alan Combs. And but I could kind of see for their fair and balanced side, him offering his view of things. That's kind of what their theme was. But to bring Donna Brazile on after everything that she's done and everything that they said about her and reported about her, you know, back when she was doing her thing, it's just absurd to me. It's absolutely absurd. So I'm done with them. You know, I may swing by once in a while and see what they're talking about. But I used to watch them. There was a time Amy used to get mad at me because I had it on all the time. It was, especially in the mornings, it was on constantly, and I was watching it and listening to it all the time. But she don't have to worry about that anymore because that's not going to be happening. There is another news source. It's, what is it, OAN, I think. I forgot what that stands for. Somebody in the chat room probably knows. But that's one, I don't remember which one it is, Dish Network or whichever one it is. I believe it's on channel 375 or 374. I'll have to go look, but anyway, that's going to be our go-to news channel for the time being. So, anyway, I guess as expected, the New Zealand government here has asked owners of assault weapons, of military-style assault weapons, that are and some of the attachments that go with them, now banned and asked to report them to the government in the next 2 days before turning them in here. So they're really cracking down on this, you know, and this is, and it kind of goes along with what Dennis Michael Lynch said a while ago. They don't have a gun problem. They have a white people problem. They had one guy, and probably they walked into a mosque full of people with no security, no armed security in there. So that's what happens, I guess. It's one of them things. If, I don't know, it's going to continue to happen here, and the more they ban guns, the more it's going to happen. The more it happens, the more they'll ban guns, and the more they ban guns, the more it's going to happen. And it's going to add to the fervor of the things that are happening right now with the Electoral College, all these states jumping on that. I don't even know if they have the authority to actually do that or not. I don't know how that works exactly. But I'll tell you one damn thing. If they are successful, Trump is not likely to win next time. And that may make even some conservatives happy, but it doesn't make me very damn happy. And I have to keep wondering, if you look at a lot of these websites, a lot of these Facebook pages and websites and blogs and stuff, things are escalated, picking up. People, the natives are restless. And I've said this several times before, and then the lines keep becoming more defined. And there's, you know, you have to be careful what you say about this. Because I know as time goes on and people get more excited about this, the more the feds are listening to. I've told you before, I already know and can prove that the feds listen to this show. And I don't know if they listen to it routinely, but I know that they have and do from time to time. So, well, what I'm seeing here is there's a lot of these people on Facebook that are making plans and talking about things that they ought not to be making plans and talking about on Facebook. You know, if you want to discuss these things in private, that's one thing. But to get on a venue such as Facebook and talk about some of this stuff, you know, you're asking for trouble. We know from the with Bill Keebler and with Bundy Ranch and with the Refuge, we know how much they watch Facebook. And we know that they literally got convictions because of things that were on Facebook. So if you're not careful and you post the wrong things on there and something happens, you can pretty well count on getting a visit. And it may not turn out well. So I want to caution you to be very use good judgment. Think long and hard about what you're going to say on these public forums. I promise you, beyond any doubt, in the very near future, you're going to see and hear of people. You know, we've heard about them before. You know, people that have said things about Trump and Obama and Palin and everybody else. You just have to, Susie B. And Susie B, by the way, I'm glad you made it in tonight. I haven't seen you for a long time. Thanks for joining us. Said a guy in Moses Lake got a visit from the Secret Service for threatening Obama on Facebook. Well, this is not, you know, that's not just an isolated event. This has happened numerous times. And, I don't know. Just be careful. That's all I can tell you. Okay, and by the way, since we're talking about Muslims, you know what, and I think there probably is a distinction between Muslims and Islamists. I'm not 100% convinced that killing a mosque full of Muslims worshiping whatever it is that they worship is necessarily a good thing to do. I do think that attacking a mosque full of full-fledged bona fide Islamists, I'm okay with that. But I'm not convinced that is the same thing. So, you know, we've seen, and we can argue about this till the cows come home. You know, it's not everybody has the right answer. Everybody reads the Quran and everybody quote stuff out of it, and none of them seem to match. So I just don't think that we should waste our time and get so divided over that word Muslim when it's really Islamist that we're concerned about. Even though the Islamists are Muslims, all Muslims are not Islamist. So you can take that for what it's worth. But while we're on that topic, there was and the news media doesn't help, because they talked about right here in, it says a Muslim migrant from Senegal hijacked a busload of children in Italy and started blaming Italy for African immigrants that drowned at sea, started threatening the kids and everything. Police were told about it. They come and run the bus down while they were talking to him. Other officers broke open the rear door, and about that time, the terrorists then set fire to a bunch of gasoline he had brought. They did get the kids out as the bus went up in flames, but some of the kids were injured and had to be taken to the hospital, but nobody was killed, and it wasn't as bad as what the guy had hoped to do. But they go to great lengths here. They didn't say, they wouldn't have said a Baptist migrant, and they wouldn't have said a Catholic migrant, but they did say a Muslim migrant. This particular Muslim, no question in my mind, was an Islamist. He was about the same caliber as ISIS. And that, so the news media is contributing to this division. Just one more thing. Here's the illegal alien. They didn't say whether he was Catholic or Muslim, but he got caught by Border Patrol having sex with a cow. So that's a whole different story there. We'll just leave that one alone. Okay. The Senate has passed here in Arizona now the bill to allow loaded firearms on campus. So I assume now we're waiting for a signature from the governor. There's been a lot of opposition to this, but so far they've gotten it through. So I believe that, it was passed 31 to 27. We just barely made. And this gives you a good idea right here. I told you after the election this year, and I've mentioned it several times since, is that Arizona is likely to go blue this next election. This cleared 31 to 27. If we get something important, you know, we've got two or three Republicans that vote the wrong way and we lose it because it's so close right now. It was not this close 2 years ago. It was not this close 5-6 years ago. It's going to be closer by election time of 2020. I have the utmost confidence that Arizona will go blue next election. If it doesn't, I absolutely promise you it will the next one. But I'm pretty sure it will this time. Pretty confident. So, we'll bring this to an end here with a happy story. There was a, well, it's kind of happy. There was a mom here, had a boyfriend, and this often is a problem when moms have young daughters and have boyfriends in the house. Well, this particular boyfriend was caught molesting her 5-year-old daughter. And what does she do? She grabs a sword and sliced him a little bit, run him out of the house. He did eventually turn himself in. He was not cut very badly. If you ask me, this should have been a Lorena Bobbitt event right here. But that's what, ideally, that's what I'd like, would have liked to have seen happen. Okay, well, let me get some of this stuff out of the way here so we can kind of move on. Let's see, this Friday, 22nd, yeah, I don't have anything going. We're having company for dinner, but they'll be gone by Liberty Lounge time, so I don't see anything standing in the way of Liberty Lounge or anything next week. We will have some engagements coming up here from time to time throughout the summer, and they're going to be very important, and there'll be times when I will not be able to make it. I'm going to try really hard to, if I can't do it from a motel room, I will try really hard to have a fresh pre-record for you. Okay, there we go. All right, let me check the chat room here one time real quick and see what's going on, see if there's anything I need to address, and we'll ease on out of here. The Susie B, that's funny. Let's see. Yeah, Susie B posted the story up there about the guy. Unbelievable. All right. Well, I'll just I'm going to leave this like it is here, and you guys just have fun with that. So I'm going to dash on out of here. We'll see you guys for Liberty Lounge on Friday. And I very much appreciate you joining me, as always. And see you then.
Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation.